Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with reporter John Decker, who's joining us right now, White House correspondent and attorney. John, thanks for the time this morning. Good morning. These Trump charges have been dropped. I think there was a total of, six of them that have been dropped, but there's one major one that still remains. Let's begin there. Is there any chance that more of these charges could be dropped in the near future?
No, we're talking about the state election interference case in Georgia. Three of the 13 charges against Donald Trump were dropped. The reason being they lack specificity, according to the judge presiding over this case. There's a threshold that prosecutors must meet in terms of providing that necessary specificity to a grand jury. The judge deemed that there was not enough information contained in what they were bringing to the grand jury to warrant these charges against Donald Trump. He also said that if the DA provides the necessary evidence to the grand jury to provide that necessary specificity, those three charges could be reinstated. But as you point out, the most serious charge remains. That's the charge of racketeering against Donald Trump. Still no start date for that trial in that election interference case in Georgia.
And some of the co-defendants also getting charges dropped. How does that potentially weaken the leverage that they might have in trying to obtain perhaps plea deals?
Well, the charges that remain, racketeering, and that's the most serious charge that any of these co-defendants are facing. In fact, it's the one charge still facing former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. So Mark Meadows still facing the possibility of very serious prison time if he's convicted on that particular charge. There is no start date for this trial. By the close of business tomorrow, we will learn whether the judge will disqualify the Fulton County DA from prosecuting this case. If that happens, then that would disqualify her entire office from prosecuting this case. And the case would then be assigned to a different district attorney in the state of Georgia, who would then decide whether or not to proceed with a case against the former president and those other co-defendants. Those other co-defendants include, of course, Mark Meadows, who I mentioned, but also Rudy Giuliani, the former personal lawyer to former President Trump in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
We're visiting with White House correspondent and attorney John Decker, who's joining us, and we always appreciate the time. For those people that have been sort of living in a cave or just have not been following this, when it comes to racketeering, where did they come up with the racketeering charge, and what does that entail?
Well, it's a criminal enterprise. A criminal enterprise essentially is a way of explaining it to, a general public not deemed in legal matters what it is that is claimed. And that racketeering state charge mirrors the type of racketeering that you often see at the federal level that is often prosecuted against mob figures, mm-hmm. members of the mafia. So this is an ongoing, according to the indictment, an ongoing criminal exercise that was essentially undertaken by Donald Trump and these other co-defendants in an effort to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 election. That is what was presented to a grand jury. The grand jury returned these various indictments against these, not only Donald Trump, but these other co-defendants. And we'll wait and see as to whether or not that case actually takes place in 2024. I have doubts that it will, just because of the timeline that we're talking about here. And also this idea that the judge has given Fani Willis, the Fulton County DA, more time to provide additional evidence to get those charges reinstated. That only delays even further the start date for that trial.
We're up against the clock, and meanwhile, that update on the investigation into the Georgia district attorney herself, Fani Willis, continues as well. John, thanks for the time. Great information, great reporting. Thanks again for joining us. We'll look forward to the next time.
Thanks for having me. Always appreciate it.